Right, let's begin with prayer.
从祷告来开始。
Dear God, I ask that you will help us today as we study your word.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
Thank you for the privilege of being in your house.
谢谢你，我们有这种荣幸可以来到你的殿中。
Help us as we study what it means to worship.
让我们明白敬拜到底是什么。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. We are beginning several weeks of looking at worship.
那么我们这个几个星期呢，就会来看敬拜。
I want to relate it especially to our spiritual growth.
我尤其是想把这个敬拜跟我们的属灵成长联系起来来看。
And how what we do in worship is not just a weekly activity.
我们每周来敬拜呢，就是这个所做的不是一个每周的活动。
But it really is an integral part of our spiritual growth.
它是我们属灵成长的一个联系在一起的部分。
Not because God is keeping a checklist.
不是因为神有个清单在那里检查单。
And saying, okay, let me see, how many Sundays were you at church this week?
不是说
this year.
看看说你今年来教会多少次。
But because in worship, we see God.
而是因为我们在敬拜中我们见到神。
And as we see, you're transformed more into image.
当我们越见到神，我们又越被改变成他的形象。
I want to start by reading something that I came across in a book a few years ago about what it means to worship.
那我就先讲一段我几年以前读到的一本书中讲到说敬拜是什么。
And this quote impacted me a lot in my understanding of how we should view worship.
这个对我如何来看待敬拜呢，影响很大。
It was a book about the Trinity.
这是一本关于就是三位一体神的教义的一本书。
And how the members of the Trinity relate and have fellowship, perfect fellowship with each other from eternity.
就是三而一的神在永恒之中，他们怎么样是有一个完美的相交。
God the Father, Son, God the Holy Spirit from eternity have been united in fellowship.
就是从永恒到永恒，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们就是在永恒里就是这样的相交，完美的相交。
Our worship is modeled, is patterned after that.
那我们的敬拜呢，实际上是以那个为模式的。
And so our worship is a gift to us from God, inviting us into fellowship with Him.
所以呢，敬拜是神给我们的一个礼物，是邀请我们进到跟他们有相交。
Our high priest, Jesus, takes our worship and He presents it to the Father.
我们的大祭司耶稣基督把我们的敬拜带到父神面前。
The Father accepts our worship for Jesus' sake.
那父神呢是可以说是因着主耶稣呢就接受了我们的敬拜。
And we are united in worship here.
那我们在敬拜的时候也靠着圣灵就是联合在一起。
Everything that we do in worship is in response to God's grace.
那我们所有的敬拜呢，都是对神恩典的回应。
This is important for several reasons, but one reason is this.
那这个是很重要的，有好多原因。那其中的一点就是
，If we understand that worship is a gift from God's grace.
如果我们真的是了解敬拜是从神而来的一种恩典。
It no longer becomes a matter of us doing it in a certain way to earn God's favor.
那就不是说我们要敬拜有某种方式来赢得赚得神的恩宠。
I find I for 20 years I have been reading various books about worship.
这20年之久呢，我在读不同的关于敬拜的书籍。
Going to conferences about worship.
然后呢，我也去参加那种讲敬拜的特会、大会。
And I find that many of the discussions are based not on God's grace, but on a moralistic idea.
然后呢，很多这个关于敬拜的这个观念呢，不是基于说是对神的恩典的敬拜，而是一个好像道德学家的这样一个回应似的。
That says, this is the right way to worship.
就是说，这是一个正确的敬拜方式。
And if we do it this way, it will please God.
他就像一个卫道士或者道德学家的观点，就是说，如果你这样子来敬拜，那就会让讨神的喜悦。
If we do it another way, it won't please God.
如果你是那种方式，你就不会让神开心，你就不会讨神的喜悦。
And of course, what I have noticed is the way that will please God is always the way that I like.
那大家就发现呢，就每个人都觉得说，让神开心的方式就是我选择的方式。
Just a coincidence, I'm sure.
我想那可能就是偶然吧。
And this happens in both directions.
那是有两个方向发生。
So I have heard this.
我也听到另外一种讲法。
Traditional worship is the biblical way to worship.
那传统的敬拜方式就是符合圣经的敬拜方式。
Because that's the way to recognize God's majesty and glory.
因为那个就是彰显神的荣耀和他全能的威严的这样一种方式，能够就是承认神的这方面的。
And so if you really, if you want your church to please God, you will use a traditional way of worship.
如果你想你的教会的敬拜在讨神的喜悦，那你就应该采取这种传统的敬拜方式。
Then I have heard this.
但是我又听到另外一种讲法。
God looks for worship from the heart.
神要的敬拜是从心灵里发出来的。
And it is in contemporary worship that we're really able to express our emotions and our heart.
然后呢，就是这种现代的敬拜的方式里边，我们可以真正的表达我们的内心。
And so if you want to truly please God,
所以如果你想真的敬拜神，真的想讨神的喜悦，
contemporary worship.
那我们就用这种现代的敬拜方式。
And then there are those who say,
然后还有一些就说，
The worship that pleases God will do both.
那讨神喜悦的敬拜方式两种都有，就应该包括传统的和现代派现代的。
So in our worship, we should have an organ and a praise band.
然后呢，在我们的敬拜中，我们应该有一个风琴的有方式呢，或者有这个敬拜团队的这种。
And then our worship will please God.
这样的话，我们的敬拜就讨神的喜悦。
All of those assume this.
所有的这一切他们都假设
that somehow our worship can be good enough
我们的敬拜可以好到
to deserve God's favor
就配得神的这个恩惠
but where I'm wanting to start our discussion of worship is with this
但是我今天想开始这个敬拜是从这里开始
from eternity
从永恒里自从永恒里
the Father, the Son, the Spirit
圣父、圣子、圣灵
had perfect fellowship and communion.
他们有一个完美的相交。
And in worship, they invite you and me to join in that.
在敬拜中，他们就邀请你和我来进入他们的这个团契，进入他们的相交之中。
And there is absolutely no way in the world.That we can worship in a way that would be worthy of being invited into the fellowship of the Trinity.
在这个世上没有一种方式可以说让我们好像我们配得被神来邀请进入他们的相交之中。
There will never be a Sunday.
从来不会有一个主日。
When God says,
神说
Wow, that hymn at peace and prayer.
然后在这个我们教会里面所唱的这个赞美诗真是太棒了。
I wish I had heard that a few thousand years ago. That would have really helped me.
如果真是希望我几千年以前就听到这首赞美诗，那就对我会帮助很大。
There will never be a sermon here.
从来不会说在我们教会有一个讲道。
That causes the Holy Spirit to say, "Wow, I never thought of that before."
然后让圣灵想说，哎呦，我怎么都从来没有想到，这个太棒了。
Our worship,
我们的敬拜
is never worthy.
从来不是说我们的敬拜是让我们配得神给我们这一切的恩惠。
Instead, we are giving back to God something that he has given to us through Jesus Christ.
而是我们回报给神，神通过耶稣基督所给我们的一切，是我们对神的恩典的一种回应。
And so when we worship,
所以当我们敬拜的时候，
it is not about earning God's favor.
所以不是说在于我们要赚得赢得神的恩宠。
It is about the privilege of participating through grace in fellowship with the Trinity.
而是说因着这个恩典，这是一种我们的荣幸，我们因着这个圣灵，我们可以加入到这个三而一神的这种相交交通之中。
And so that should do two things in our attitude.
所以呢，这应该在我们的态度上带来两个改变，两种心态。
First of all, it should bring us a great humility.
第一个呢，是要让我们觉得非常的谦卑，非常的受苦，就是很谦卑了。
You see, when I am sitting there and I really don't like what I'm hearing very much.
所以当我坐在那儿，我不喜欢我所听到的这个敬拜这些诗歌的话。
And I think that church ought to be singing this song or doing it this way.
然后呢，你的心里想说这个教会应该唱这首歌，应该这样子来做。
I need to remember with humility, my way of doing it is unworthy of God.
然后你应该就是谦逊的来想，就是说我自己的这种敬拜方式也是完全不配得神给我这一切的恩惠的。
然后，
但是神还是因着恩典邀请我进入到这种敬拜中，跟他们的相交之中。
But it should also bring me great joy.
也应该带给我很大的喜乐。
To realize that God invites me to His presence.
因为呢，神居然邀请我到他的面前来。
Even though I'm not worthy.
即使我根本不配。
Even though my best worship is unworthy.
即使我最好的敬拜也不配。
He still invites me.
神仍然邀请我。
And that should bring me a great joy.
那应该带给我很大的喜乐。
So, we're going to be looking at this morning, what is worship?
所以今天我们来看敬拜是什么。
And then over the next several weeks, we're going to look at some pictures of worship in scripture.
然后未来的这些周呢，我们就来看在圣经里的敬拜。
Some pictures of worship through history.
在历史上的这些敬拜的这些场面，这些描绘。
And as we do, I want to be thinking about how our worship guides us in our spiritual work.
然后在我们学习的时候，我也希望大家来思想我们的敬拜如何来引导我们的属灵成长。
I'm starting this morning though with definitions of worship.
今天早晨我开始一个敬拜的定义。
The simplest background for defining worship.
那最简单的就是这个敬拜的定义的一个就是
In English, the word worship comes from an old English word.
那敬拜呢，来自于一个英文很古老的词汇。
Worship
是就是配怎么说呢？职责的这种一个观念。
It was a word that was used when an aristocrat would pass through the town.
就是当这个贵族经过城镇的时候。
Someone who was worthy of honor.
就是这个贵族他是配得这种尊荣的。
And the people would stand with their hats removed.
然后大家就都会把帽子摘下来。
Maybe their heads bowed.
或者是低头。
Giving worship to this person.
给这个就是这个贵族啊给他配得的他所应得的好像这种尊荣。
That word later was shortened into worship.
所以呢那个前面那个价值那个配的那个词呢就变成了这个缩短了变成崇拜。
And in English it still has that idea.
在英文的这个词里面其实还是有这个观念的。
To give God the honor that he is worthy to receive.
就是给神配得的尊荣。
Worship is always first.Not about what it does for me.
敬拜首先不是说在于它带给我什么
But what I give to God.
而是我给神什么。
So let me ask you to think about two worship services.
所以请你想象想一下两个这个敬拜就是从聚会。
You come to a service on a Sunday.
你星期天来到教会。
The music is beautiful.
这个音乐很美。
Touches your heart.
真的是感动你的心。
It connects, it speaks to your need.
然后呢也跟你相关也对你的心说话。
The sermon is very powerful.
然后这个讲道也是大有能力。
And encourages you.
鼓励你。
You go home.
然后你回家了。
And you feel wonderful because you have been in this.
因为你去了教会你感觉非常的好。
Did you worship?
你有没有敬拜呢？
Hopefully.
所以也可能有也可能没有这个 Rob 弟兄说。
Next week.
第二个星期。
You go to church.
你又来教会。
You sing the songs.
你也唱歌。
But they're not a style that you like very much.
但是却不是你很喜欢的那种风格。
But you sing them.
但是你还是唱了。
You pray.
你也祷告了。
But this time, instead of really feeling a warm connection, it just feels like you're praying, saying the words.
然后呢，不像上一次啊，你感觉心里边觉得很温暖呐、啊，也感觉到有连结。这次你就感觉你就是只是在祷告，只是在说这个祷告词。
And this time, instead of an inspiring sermon,
而不是一个很激动人心、很鼓励你的一个讲道。
It's the English-speaking pastor.
是这个讲英文的牧师。
And has a throat problem, so he's not very inspiring.
因为呢，喉咙有问题，所以讲到好像不是很激动你。
And you go away thinking he should have studied more.
然后你回家想，哎呦，这个英文讲员应该好好的学习圣经，好好的学习。
You go back home.
然后你回家了。
Did you worship?
你有没有敬拜呢？
And the answer again is,
然后这个答案也是有可能，也可能不是。
In other words, in both cases,
在两种情况之下，
if you have brought the best of yourself,
如果你把你最好的自己，
to give to God that,
你把你最好的献给神，
you have worshiped.
那你就是敬拜了。
You're there for yourself, whether it's contemporary. You're not worshiping it, you're there for God.
Right.
所以这就是那个白弟兄讲他说你如果到那儿了你只是为了你自己不管你是传统的还是现代的敬拜方式你不是要给神那个就不是敬拜。
You see, in the Jewish worship in the Old Testament,
在犹太人旧约中的那个敬拜
sometimes people brought an offering,
有的时候人们会带着这个奉献就是祭物来
fire came from heaven,
然后那个火从天上降下来
a cloud filled the temple,
然后那个云彩遮满圣殿
there was great drama,
然后那个非常的引人入胜那个场面很壮观
they worship,
他们敬拜
other times,
但是别的时候
they brought their sacrifice,
他们也带来自己的献祭
the priest burned it on the altar,
然后祭司就献在这个祭坛上
they prayed,
他们也祷告
and they went home,
然后他们回家
Nothing dramatic happened.
没有什么引人注目的出奇的场面出现 他们也敬拜
And the danger is that we read the examples of great drama and we think that's what's supposed to happen every Sunday.
然后呢问题就在于我们去读那个当时那种很壮观很引人不同寻常的场面出现我们就觉得哎呀每个星期天都该有这样的敬拜场面出现
And when it doesn't, we wonder how we fail.
然后呢我们如果这种场面没有出现我们就想我们哪里做错了吗哪里失败了吗
But in worship,
但是在敬拜中
we are giving to God.
我们在献给神
And how he chooses to respond to our gift.
然后他神是选择说他如何对我们所献上的礼物回应呢那是在于神
Now, over these next few weeks, I will say,
未来的几周我们会看到我会说
when we bring our gift of worship to God,
当我们把我们敬拜的就是献祭的礼物带给神的时候
He always gives back much more than we give.
他给我们的总是比我们献上的要多
We will receive joy and blessing from worship.
我们会从敬拜里得到喜乐和祝福。
But that's not where we start in our evaluation.
但是那个不是我们就是评估的基点。
Some definitions of worship.
所以这是对敬拜的定义。
Worship is reverent submission to God.
敬拜是虔诚恭敬的对一个对神的一个顺从。
The Hebrew and Greek words that are translated worship most often in the Bible.
在圣经里经常被翻译成就是敬拜的这个不管是希腊文还是这个希伯来文都是。
Are words that mean to fall down or bow down before something.
是在什么面前你俯伏或者就是俯伏敬就是俯伏了。跪下来或者
I am not suggesting that we need to make a change in our worship.
我不是说我在教会的敬拜要有一些改变。
But starting at least, we know for sure starting in the second century.
但是我比较确定的是至少是从第二世纪开始。
And we think in the first, but we're not sure.
我们也有人觉得是从第一世纪但是不是很确定。
At least from the second century, Christians usually knelt when they prayed.
基本上从第二个世纪开始基督徒祷告的时候都会跪下来。
We don't do that now very much and that's okay, I'm not saying we need it.
我不是说我们现在这样做的不多我不是说我们现在就需要这样做。
Some of us are getting to the age where if we kneel then we may not be able to get back up.
我现在有些到了这个年纪。
It's safer to stand.
跪下来可能就起不来了所以呢安全点还是就是站着。
But they knelt.Partly because of this word for worship.
他们之所以跪下来呢就是因为部分原因是因为这个对这个敬拜的定义。
It was a physical expression of bowing down.
是身体上的一个表现就是说我俯伏我敬俯伏下来。
One thing that I think we have missed in our worship.21st century.
我觉得在二十一世纪这个敬拜所缺失的一点就是
Worship involves all of us.
这个敬拜包括我们的全人，我们所有的一切。
And I think for many believers, when they come to church, worship involves only the mind.
对很多信主的人，到教会以来，敬拜好像只牵涉到他们的头脑。
Maybe once in a while the emotions.
或者隔一阵呢，会他们的情绪、感觉、情绪会进来。
But in Scripture, worship is everything.
但是在这个经文中圣经中敬拜是包括我们的所有
Imagine for a minute when you went to the temple
想象一下你去圣殿
And you came close to the temple what could you smell
当你离那个圣殿越来越近的时候你闻到什么了就是听到那个祭物啊都是被烧的那种味道
The burning of the offerings
就是那个祭物被烧的那种味道
You walked in you could smell the incense
然后在你进来你就可以闻到
香
气
You hear all of the chants and the singing and the scriptures.
你就听到了这种音乐还听到了这个念诵经文。
Your eyes, there's a beautiful, beautiful temple that just overwhelms you.
在你的眼前就是这个很壮丽的这个圣殿让你觉得 wow.
There are crowds of people shoving and you're being pushed back and forth.
然后呢人很多你被推来推去的。
And when you bring the offering, the sacrifice,
当你把这个祭物带来献祭的时候
you carry it to the priest.
你要自己带着自己带到祭司面前。
When they sang,
当他们唱的时候
they moved physically, they danced.
他们就是边唱边跳那个当时
You were completely involved.In the worship.
你是完全的就是成为这个敬拜的一部分你是投入其中
We can.
但是我们现在的敬拜就是我们坐在那
kind of sitting there.
我们就是坐在那看着
Hopefully our mind is engaged.
希望的我们的思想也是头脑也是跟随的对
But it's easy for us to be very detached.
就是很容易你就好像跟这个就是分隔开来的是一样
They knelt as a physical act to represent the submission, the reverence of their heart.
他们呢就是会跪下来就表示他们一种身体上的象征他们对神的一种俯伏敬拜。
Revelation 4 gives us a picture of worship in heaven.
启示录第四章给了我们一个天上敬拜的景象。
Four and twenty elders fall down before him that sat on the throne.
那个四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前。
They worship him that lives forever and ever.
敬拜那活到永永远远的。
They cast their crowns before the throne.
又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
Say,
说
You are worthy. There's that worship.
说你是配得的，这就是刚才讲到的这个敬拜的这个英文词的原因。
To receive glory and honor and power.
你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的。
When a king was conquered by the Roman army.
当罗马帝国征服了一个王国的时候。
They would bring the king into Caesar's presence.
他们会把那个被征服的那个国王呢带到凯撒面前。
And he would throw his crown on the ground in front of Caesar.
那这个被征服的国王就会把他的这个王冠呢放在凯撒凯撒面前。
I submit to you.
他就是对凯撒说我顺从你我现在顺降服。
John says,
约翰说
We are submitting in humble worship to a God far above Caesar.
我们是在一种谦逊的这种敬拜，这种顺从中，在顺从那个远远高于凯撒的王。
And we are doing this not because we have been defeated and forced to submit.
我们之所以这样的顺服呢？不是因为我们被打败了，我们被迫要去敬拜，必须被迫要顺服。
But we are doing it because he is worthy of our worship.
我们之所以这样做，是因为他配得我们的敬拜。
And we willingly, we gladly recognize his worth.
我们高兴的，我们心甘情愿的到他面前来，把他配得的尊荣给神。
Now, how does that relate to our spiritual growth?
那跟我们的这个属灵成长有什么关联呢
？All through Scripture，
所有的这个经文里边
，We hear this，
我们都听到
，God gives grace to humble，
神赐恩给谦卑的人
，And He resists pride，
抵挡骄傲的人。
You and I will never grow in the image of Christ as long as we are proud and arrogant.
只要我们就是挺骄傲的，挺这种骄傲自大，那我们永远不可能在基督耶稣的形象上成长。
It is when we humble ourselves that He is able to transform us.
只有当我们谦卑下来，神才有可能更新改变我们。
And in worship,
在敬拜中
，we are submitting ourselves.
我们就是在把自己在神面前顺从，我们在神面前顺服。
And we are saying God.
我们说神啊
you are the one
你是那位
who is worthy of honor.
你是那位配得尊荣的
In the Old Testament,
旧约里边
Isaiah,
以赛亚
talked about people who draw near with their mouth,
就是那些用嘴唇亲近神
they honor God with their lips,
他们用嘴唇来尊荣神
but their hearts are far from God.
心却远离神。
They do all the right rituals.
他们都是做了这个正确的仪式。
But there is no bowing down from the heart.
但是心里却没有俯伏，却没有跪拜。
Our worship is an act of submission.
所以我们的敬拜是一个顺从的一个行为，一个表现。
I can't.Prove this from scripture.
我没有办法从圣经里来证明。
But I have always felt that our worship at least once a month should include one song that I really dislike.
但是我觉得我们的敬拜起码一个月应该有一首我不喜欢的诗歌。
And one song that you really dislike.
然后你们也不喜欢的。
Now it should all be ones that we dislike, or you know, it's hard to really.
不是说每个人都不喜欢，不然就很难决定。
But here's why I've always thought that that might be helpful at least once a month to have a song I don't like.
我就觉得说为什么会至少一个月有一首是我不喜欢的诗歌有帮助呢
？As a reminder.
就是一个提醒。
The worship is not about me.
这个敬拜不是关乎我。
It's not about pleasing me.
也不是让我高兴。
And to test me.
就是来测验我。
Am I humble enough?
我是不是已经如这样的谦卑？
嗯，就这样。
也参加，也会一起唱。
When I don't like it.
当我不喜欢的时候。
Because you see, I could become proud.
因为你可能我会变得骄傲。
I only sing songs that are at this level.
我只唱这种要到这种水平的歌我。
And again, however I define that.
不管你怎么样来定义这个歌。
I know some people who only sing songs written before 1900.
我知道有些人只唱说在20世纪之前的歌。
If it's not slow,
如果不是很慢的。
Archaic words,
如果不是那种很有艺术感的。
And a fairly simple melody,
然后也是一个很简单的旋律。
They don't sing it.
他们就不唱。
And then I know people who don't sing anything unless it was written after about 2020.
还有的人呢，除了2020年之后的歌都不唱。
If it's not brand new.
如果它不是一个最新的歌曲。
And if there are no YouTube videos of it.
如果上面没有这个油管上没显。
Worship says.
敬拜是说。
I may like this one or this one.
我可能不喜欢这种或者那种。但是我的敬拜是给神的。
And I'll submit my desires.
我要把我的这个愿望，我的这个喜好放下来。
To our corporate worship.
就是来放下来，然后呢，加入我们这个群体的敬拜。
At the Salisbury Cathedral in England.
在英格兰的一个大教堂。
There's a wonderful sign when you walk in the door.
你进到大教堂的门口有一个标志，写的非常好。
It says, in your worship today, and our worship today,
在我们今天的敬拜中,
you are entering into a conversation that began hundreds of years you were born.
然后呢，你是进入到一个对话之中，这个对话呢，是在你出生之前就开始了，是有上百年。
And will continue till you die.
然后在这个对话呢，在你死了之后还会继续。
You won't understand every part.Of the conversation.
你不会理解这个对话中的每个部分。
Okay.
但是那个没有关系。
Join in.
请你加入。
Contribute.
你也可以贡献你的一部分。
Listen.
你听。
You are invited into God.
你被邀请进入跟神的这个对话交谈之中。
They are saying worship is bigger than me.
他们所讲的就是敬拜是比我大的。
Worship is reverent submission to God.
所以呢，敬拜是对神虔诚的顺从。
Second,
第二点
，worship is service.
敬拜是侍奉，是服侍。
The most common word that's translated worship is a word that means bow down.
那个最经常敬拜是最被翻译成的一个词就是跪拜。
A second word is a word that can be translated worship or service.
第二点呢，这个敬拜就被翻译成是服事、侍奉。
Romans 12:1
罗马书第十二章第一节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Which is your spiritual worship.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Some Bibles have, which is your spiritual service.
有的就说是你们就是属灵的侍奉。
True worship does not end when you leave the sanctuary.
真正的敬拜不是说在你离开教会的时候那个主堂的时候就结束了。
For several years ago, I was music director at a church that had a sign when you walked into the sanctuary.
那很多年呢，我在一个教会做这个音乐指导牧师呢，你进到这个主堂的时候，门口有一个标志。
Right above the door, it said, "Enter to worship."
然后就说请进入敬拜。
Which, if you were a first-time visitor, seemed like a strange sign.
所以，如果你是第一次到教会来，你会觉得这个标志挺奇怪的。
It was the sanctuary, of course, that's why we were entering.
那这是主堂嘛，那就是当然是我们进入的地方。
But the reason they put that sign there,
他们之所以把那样子一个标志放在那儿的原因就是
became clear at the end of service.
在那个聚会结束的时候就很明显。
Because as you walked in, you had seen enter to worship.
因为你进来的时候你看到一个上面就写了一个标志，就是说请进入敬拜。
But on the other side of that door,
但是在那个门的那边，
as you walked out,
当你离开的时候，
same place,
同一个地方，
said, leave to serve.
然后就说离开就去侍奉。
You came in to worship.
你进来是要了敬拜。
But when you left, you weren't done.
但是你离开的时候不是说就没事了。
You're leaving to serve.
你离开是要进入服事。
If we truly worship,
如果我们真的是去敬拜，
it will impact the rest of our life.
它会影响我们所有的一切，就会影响我们生活的别的方面。
And we will look for opportunities to serve.
那我们就会找寻机会去服事。
A third aspect of worship.
所以敬拜的第三个方面。
Worship is praise.
敬拜是赞美。
Book of Psalms.
就是诗篇，整个诗篇。
More than 130 times uses the word praise.
在超过130多次用了这个赞美这个词。
The word that is used most often.
最经常被用的一个词就是。
Is a word, in fact, we still use this word when we say hallelujah.
就是我们现在仍然用的一个词就是 hallelujah.
It is from a Hebrew word, halal.
它是来自于希伯来一个词，就前面的 halli.
Halal, praise to God.
它的意思就是说敬拜神，赞美神。
But I love, the reason I point to that word is this.
我之所以讲这个哈利路亚这个词，我喜欢这个词的意思就是
Halal is a word that's used outside of church.
因为前面那个赞美是在教会外边也会用的一个词。
It means to brag on someone.
它这个 Halal 这个意思就是我以什么为荣，我夸以什么是夸耀。
You want to brag on your children.
就好像说我以我的孩子夸耀我的孩子。
Because they just got accepted into a, you know, really good, prestigious school.
因为他们可能上了什么学校。
And in worship,
但是在敬拜里边
When the Psalms talk about praising God,
当这个诗篇的作者讲到说赞美神的时候
They are saying,
他们说的是
We should brag on him.
就是我们以神为夸耀，我们以神来夸口。
We are celebrating his goodness.
我们来庆祝神的美善。
As believers,
作为信主的人
our praiseis partly bragging on God.
我们的赞美就是一部分也是说以神来夸口，以神来夸耀。
Now, when I first began to think about that, I kind of had a question.
当我第一次看到这个的时候，这种说法的时候，我有个问题。
Your children need you to brag on them, right?
这是我的孩子来夸夸他们呢，以他们来夸口。
They need to know mom and dad are proud of them.
就是需要知道父母以他们为荣。
And for parents.We need to remember that our children like to know we're proud of them.
作为父母，我们需要知道我们的孩子很需要让他们知道说我们以他们为荣。
Now, I've been told this is not true for Chinese culture.
我被告知说这个中国人是中国的文化是不是这样的。
But I don't believe it.
但是呢，我不相信。
We're proud of them.
哦，他是说。在中国的文化，我不相信这一点，就是其实在中国文化里，他觉得是。有人告诉他说，你的配偶，你的配偶不需要你，好像以他们为荣，为以他们来夸耀。但是我觉得他们也是需要的。比如说你太太，但是你的太太，比如做了一顿美味的那个餐食，他也很希望你来夸奖他。当你的先生做一件棒的事情。他也，你的先生也希望知道你留意到他做得很好。
He will probably say,
他可能会说，没关系，他可能会说。
He is lying to you.
你忘了他在对你说谎。
He's a liar.
撒谎了。
It matters.
其实是重要的。
And when you brag on him while he says, doesn't matter.
当你就是说
it's just getting bigger. You can see, he has to get a bigger hat.
然后呢他里边其实是很高兴的，你可以看到里边那个头都大了，然后你需要给他买个大帽子，就是他就说那个飘飘然了，就是你夸他的时候。
Try it, you'll see he'll do it again.
你试一试，他肯定下次还会继续的做。
So when I first began to think about this bragging on God,
所以当我第一次听到就是说嗯好像以神来夸口好像夸夸神似的。
I thought, but he doesn't need our praise.
然后我就想说神不需要我们的赞美。
His head doesn't get bigger.
神不会因为我们夸夸神就变得飘飘然。
And I began to think, why?
然后我就想为什么这样呢为什么要说赞美神呢
And at least part of the reason is this.
但是我觉得部分原因就在于这两个原因。
Number one.
第一。
I need to be reminded of how great he is.
我需要被提醒神有多伟大。
You see, I am tempted to forget that.
我很容易忘掉。
I am tempted to begin to think that I have to handle everything in life on my own.
我们的这个试探就是我们觉得我们要生活中方方面面我们都要自己来做。我要靠自己。
And as I praise him,
但是当我赞美神的时候
It reminds me of who he is.
就提醒我神是谁
In the Old Testament, over and over,
在旧约里不断的出现的是
Israel does things to remind them of who God is.
就是以色列做些事情来提醒他们自己神是谁
Because as long as they remember who he is, they will be faithful to him.
所以只要他们记得神是谁他们就会对神忠心
But when they forget who he is, they will soon turn to other gods.
但是他们忘，如果忘掉神是谁的话，就会去拜偶像。
We need to praise him.
我们也需要赞美神。
To remind us.
就是提醒我们自己。
Who he is.
神是谁。
But then C.S. Lewis pointed me to another reason that we brag on God.
路易斯呢，又指出来另外一个我们以神夸口的原因。
And I've come to the last 6 months experience this and understand it even better.
然后过去六个月中我就能够更好的理解这一点也开始也经历到这一点。
I go out to eat.
我出去吃饭。
I have a good meal.
然后我吃的也很好。
It's really good.
很好。
I head home.
然后回家。
What am I going to tell?
但是我没有跟别人分享就是说讲我的经历
The sharing our joys
就是能分享我们的这种喜乐有人给你
C.S. Lewis says sharing our joy completes the joy
就是当我们有人可以分享我们的喜乐的时候就使这个喜乐完全
When you go on a trip and you take pictures
当你去出去旅行然后你拍照
And you bring them home
当你带回家的时候
And you want to share those pictures with someone else
你想把你的照片跟别人分享
And as you share them,
当你分享的时候
your joy becomes richer.
那你的这个喜乐就会更加的丰富完全
Two weeks ago,
两个星期
前 one of our Bible study members was in Vancouver.
然后呢我们中间的一位弟兄在温哥华
And so at Bible study time,
所以在这个查经的时候有
he takes his iPad or phone,
他就把他的这个不管是他的 iPad 啊还是他的 iPhone,
And he stands there and he does this.
然后他因为他在查经的时候我们在查经他在那个温哥华他就在把他的那个照我们看他周围的景色他的那个
gives us a 360
他们就给我们一个360度的那个60度的那个景色让我们看看。
And I know from watching him,
我就看他这样做
part of the joy of being in Vancouver was sharing that beauty,
他的这个在温哥华的这个一部分的这个喜乐就来自于他能把温哥华的这个美景跟我们来分享。他说肯定是这样的。
I don't think it was entirely look where I am and you're not.
当然我知道他整个不是说你看我到哪你们不在这儿。
Sharing.
而是他的这个分享。
Complete.
是。使我们的这个喜乐就是完整完全。
And so C.S. Lewis said,
所以路易斯就说
When we praise God,
当我们就是敬拜赞美神的时候
It completes our enjoyment of God.
就让我们对神的这个喜乐呢可以完整就是让它更完全就是让它 完全了。
Our worship celebrates God's goodness.
我们的敬拜也是赞美就是颂赞神的美善 我必须把它做个总结了
So let me say this
让我这样讲
This morning as we worship.
今天早上我们敬拜的时候。
I have not looked, I don't know what songs we are singing.
我还没有看我们要唱什么歌。I even don't know, even Daniel practice.
But as we sing,
但是当我们唱的时候,
let them complete it.
让这些敬拜呢来成就完全你的喜乐。
Think about what they say about God.
想想他们对神所说的是什么。
Make it personal.
让他对你来讲是个人化的。
Not primarily about style.
不是关于这个风格。
I was in a service recently.
我最近参加一个聚会，一个敬拜。
Someone, a former student, had invited me to a church.
然后呢，我以前的一个学生邀请我参加一个新的教会。
I knew I was in trouble when I walked in the door.
然后我一进去我就知道我有麻烦了。
Because they said, you're a first-time visitor.
他们说你是第一次来来这个教会吗？
Yes.
我说是。
And they handed me earplugs.
然后呢，他们就给我那个耳塞。
I knew that was a bad sign.
我就知道这可能是一个标志，非常的吵。
It was not my style.
也不是我的风格。
With the earplugs, it was still too loud.
即使戴上了这个耳塞，还是太吵。
But I'm standing there.
但是我站在那里。
I'm listening.
我就听。
Reading the words.
然后我就读他们的那个歌词。
And all of a sudden, a phrase of the song hit me.
然后忽然之间就有一句话就击中我，就是那个歌词里边一句。
And I began to cry in that worship service.
在那个敬拜里，甚至都我开始哭。
Of the beauty of those words about God.
因为那个是对神描述神的这个荣美。
It might have also been because my ears were starting to bleed, I don't know, but.
也许觉得我的耳朵有问题，太难受了，所以开始哭。
No, it was a powerful truth.
因为那是一个很有力的真理。
Worship is not about pleasing my taste.
因为呢，这个敬拜不是在于使我所喜欢的我的风那种让我高兴，让我满足我的需要。
But even when it is not my stylistic taste.
即使它不是我的风格，不是我喜欢的。
I have been in sermons that really the sermon was not what I think a good sermon ought to do.
然后呢，我也听过讲道，即使这个讲道不是说一个很好的讲道。
And you may hear one of those today.
也
But even in that,
即使那样
there was something that the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
然后圣灵还是可以对我的心说话。
So as you go into worship this morning,
所以当你今天去敬拜的时候
go into it.
所以你进去的时候你就找寻寻找
What do I give
him? 我能给神什么
How do I give him praise?
我如何给神赞美
How do I give him reverent submission?
我如何给他这种虔诚的顺从
When I leave, how do I serve him?
然后当我离开的时候我如何来服侍他
I'm going to quit here.
然后我今天就停在这里。
Worship.
亲爱的主，我们为了有这种敬拜你的荣幸，这种特权来感谢。
You are worthy of what we give you.
主啊，你是配得我们所能给你的，不管什么样的敬拜更好的。
But in your grace, it's a worship.
但是因着你的恩典，你给我们这种敬拜的这种权利。谢谢你。当我们今天早晨敬拜你的时候。求你让它成为一个很特别的时刻。让我们从心底来敬拜你，来赞美你。让我们每这个整个的这个敬拜的过程，就是尊荣你，荣耀你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。